With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
As I go through the last couple of weeks of the program after 30 years, I wanted to bring back the guys who had such an impact on the city and with the great teams and great championships of the last 30 years. And without question, one of the biggest by far was Andy Pettitte. I mean, there's not even any issue. The winningest postseason pitcher of all time. Six times he pitched and won clinching games, six different series. He did that, which is an all-time record, 19 postseason wins, and he joins us now. Andy, welcome. How are you?
Mike, good. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you, Andy. How's life?
Man, it's good. Things are really good.
How's you? I know your son's playing ball. How's he doing?
Yeah, they're both doing good. Both of them are injured. My oldest boy is trying to come back from, he's had two Tommy John surgeries, and then he actually last December was all the way back from his Tommy John, his second one, and he broke his elbow. So he's trying to come back. He actually got on the mound for the first time a few weeks ago, and he's got a screw in his elbow, and he's feeling pretty good. So we'll see. He's at Rice University, and then my second son, we just have not had good luck. He had Tommy John last year.
Wow.
Probably won't be ready until the middle of the season this year. If he gets to pitch this year, just he needs to wait a year. And with my other son's, what he's had going on, it's just kind of been a mess with him. So we're just going to take him slow. But I've never had Tommy John surgery, and my boys have had three of them already.
That is unbelievable. It just shows you. And you were very, if I remember right, you were very careful. You didn't let them pitch early. You were very careful with them, weren't you?
Very, very careful. So it just, you never know, right? It just goes to show how, unnatural of emotion it is to throw a baseball. And
it just shows you, when all these plans and everything, you were careful, you were a pitcher, you were as durable as anyone could be, and your sons have both had, between them, three Tommy Johns. So that would be a great indicator that it's the luck of the draw when it comes to this, that?
A lot of times it is. Obviously, you've got to be smart, but a lot of times it's just the luck of the draw and just the way your body is. And the Yankees told me in 1996 that I was going to need Tommy John surgery. And I never had to have the Tommy John surgery when I went to the Astros. My elbow bothered me, obviously, for 7 or 8 years there pitching with the Yankees. And finally, on a check swing, I tore my flexor tendon in my elbow. And I think that was what was giving me most of the trouble. But I never did it on one pitch. I ended up doing it on a check swing. So that's when I had to have the one surgery that I had. So it's just crazy. You never know.
Well, when I go through these years of doing this, there's certain teams and certain people that stick out. We talk about the different teams. You were in a lot of World Series. You were in 8 count in the Astro one. You won 5 World Series. But 96 really sticks out as being a special year here. The first one for you guys and the first one in a long time for the Yankees. And that's the one that I'll remember most because it was the most exciting of the bunch, and it was also the first one. So and you obviously had a very big part of that one with that game 5, which I've had John Smoltz on as a broadcaster. He says that's still the best game he ever pitched, was that classic game 5 you pitched against him, that 1-0 game. He said it was the best game he ever pitched in his life.
Yeah, he was amazing. And again, we scored one run on a believe in error, by them. And I was able to pitch a good game. Thank goodness after having the flop that I had at Yankee Stadium there in game 1. And so to be able to come back and pitch a good game 5 and get us back to New York to just win one game. And like you said, it was just such an exciting series. We lost both games at home. Of course, most people thought the series was over. The Atlanta Braves were so great with their pitching staff. There's no way we could win, 2 out of 3 at least, to get us back to New York and Atlanta. And we ended up going there and sweeping them. So just incredible series. And that was the stepping stone. We've said it, right? Over the years, that was kind of the stepping stone, I think, for all of us.
It really was.
Just the confidence, the to know that, you know, you can come down when, you know, when you're, you feel like you're buried and there's no chance to win it. If there's always hope. Whenever, you know, for me, especially personally, just, you know, a horrible outing and can't get any worse. And then, you know, you're able to bounce back, you know, and you can just always remember those and build off of them. And they really were for me. That game and that series was a stepping stone for me. Not that I didn't have, you know, bad games after that in the postseason or whatever, but I always felt like, you know what? I mean, it ain't, you know, I haven't lost it. It's going to happen. And if you just get your mind, you know, back to where it needs to be and you're physically able and you feel healthy, you know, anything can happen and you can get it done, whether it's at home or on the road.
You know, the amazing thing with you, and we're talking with Andy Pettit, of course, as we remember, and Andy had so many big games and big, you know, 19 postseason wins. And winning was what Andy was about. First, you know, the first pitcher ever, first pitcher since 1930 to open up with 12 or more wins his first 9 years, 18 years, never one losing season. All those records he holds in the postseason, there's a million of them, including the biggest one, which is 19 wins. But, you know, we talk about the clinching games, which is the record, 6 times you won series clinches. But what I always think about is there were so many series, Andy's, where the Yankees had a habit of losing the first game, and you'd be on the mound in game two, and it would be, all right, this is a big game. We got Andy on the mound, Andy to Mariano, and away we go. And you know what? So many times we'd be getting ready for the eighth inning, and you'd be coming out, or the seventh inning, you'd have pitched great, you know, 7 innings, 2 runs, 1 run, and then you hand it off to Mariano. And that happened so many times. I can remember so many times where the Yanks would lose that first game and then hand it off to you. You'd be in that second spot and came through so many times.
Well, I was able to. I definitely had some, you know, not always was great, but like you said, it was, you know, 1, 2, 3 runs. I was never able, I felt like, to just dominate a game, but I was always able to, I feel like, make a pitch to get the big double play when I needed it, to get a pickoff when I needed it. And then we always had Mariano to come in and close it out. But you know, really, I think not only myself, but kind of the team, I felt like just got a lot of confidence because, like you said, it has happened a lot of times. And once you're able to do it 2 or 3 times and you kind of got your back against the wall, and you're like, you just start getting so confident. And I just tell you, whenever we would lose that first game and, you know, Skip would tell me that he was going to pitch me game two, I just felt like we're not losing, you know? I mean, and I think the team felt like that also a lot of times. I had such a great group of guys always behind me, and I really felt like that if I could just give up a couple runs, that my guys were going to score 3 or 4 for me. You know, it might not score more than that because in a playoff it was always tough. I don't think we ever had a blowout game where I just felt like I could go out there and cruise because all of them, it seems like, were 3-2 or 4-2 or something like that. So, but just, you know, just the confidence that I had with the teams that I had surrounding me, the bullpen that I always had behind me, it was just really special and awfully fun for me, that's for sure.
Oh, it was great. And I mean, and you did it just countless times. But the amazing thing with you is that you were not a guy who was going to go out there, as you said. You weren't going to pitch a Verlander game where you gave him no hits or you're going to.
Yeah.
You had guys on base, but that was when you were at your best. If it was first and second, you were going to get out of it. If it was first and second, no out, you're going to get the double play ball. You're going to get the pop-up. You would pitch out of jams in those spots better than any pitcher I've ever seen in the postseason.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't feel like I'm a very envious person, and I'm not going to lie to you, though. I've many of nights come out of games and said, why can't I go out there and throw a one-hitter? Why do I have to have runners on first and second and nobody out every other inning? You know, but anyhow, it was just, you know, I didn't have great stuff. I mean, I didn't dominate games. I felt like I knew how to pitch. I could locate pretty good, and I could change speeds. And if you can do that, you can be successful. And I felt like I was blessed to be, you know, really mentally tough out there and not give in. And just compete my tail off. And I wish a lot of times that I could dominate games, but I really enjoyed going out there and grinding through the games like I did. It at the end of the day, after my career was over, I really, you know, I'm glad that was what I had to do. It kind of made me the person in the picture that I was, I believe.
We're talking with Andy Pettitte, who had a brilliant career with the Yankees. And, you know, we always used to talk about it, Andy eyes, you know, the staring in over the glove, you know, that glare when you're looking at the, you know, be staring in with that ability to compete there. You were a terrific competitor. And the other thing is, whatever it was with that group of guys, whether it was you, whether it was Bernie, even guys like Brocious, you know, in the big spot, you guys were so calm as a team. And, you know, you don't usually see teams, you see teams jumping around and see teams crazy. And you guys just seemed to have a calmness that worked for you guys in all those years.
We did. We just had a whole lot of guys that didn't show a whole lot of emotion. We get excited here or there. There's just a lot of guys that were extremely even keel. And you know, I love that because that's kind of was my personality. But, you know, I also feel like, you know, in a lot of times in big situations, I mean, you got to show a little bit of emotion. I'd get a little excited and stuff like that. But we had a lot of guys that were just all about business, all about team. They weren't trying to edify themselves, lift themselves up. And boy, that's why we had such a great – that's why we had such success and we had such a great group of guys. And the organization always did a great job of bringing in players that were real similar, I think, to that and just fit the mold real well.
You know, I could close my eyes and see those October nights when you'd be coming off the mound and Joe'd come get you top of the eighth or whatever it was. First batter gets on, now he comes gets you. You've got a 5-2 lead or a 4-2 lead or whatever it is, and you hear that place just go crazy. You know that now that you're retired, you can probably tell us what did it feel like walking, having done your job, knowing you're turning it over to this great reliever, and you've done your job. You're probably exhausted out there. What's it feel like walking off that mound to that ovation as many times as you did?
You know what? I mean, it felt really good. Whenever I was exhausted and I was done and I knew I was done, I mean, it felt really good to get to that dugout. But I'll tell you what, a lot of times he would come get me or Joe would come get me and I wouldn't think I was done. And I wanted to stay out there. So a lot of times, and I wish I would have soaked it up and just enjoyed it a lot more, but I guess that was just the competitive nature of me. I wanted to be out there. I couldn't stand, you know, sitting in the dugout and watching someone else do it, you know. So a lot of times it was me. I was really kind of just irritated and angry in the dugout, and I was like, man, I want to be out there doing it. But to know that Mo was out there and he was closing the games out, and then to know that I had put the, you know, was prepared and pitched the game to be able to put us in a position to win a playoff game or a big game in October or whatever, it's extremely gratifying. And I'll tell you, you know, the first couple of years that you're out, I really didn't miss it at all. But it almost seemed like over the last few years, especially watching the guys, and I was with the guys in Houston this year, and then I went up to New York with them and stuff like that. Man, I'll tell you, you miss it. I don't miss the regular season, but, man, you definitely miss the excitement of October baseball, because there is absolutely nothing like it.
We're talking with Andy Pettitte. How was the one Houston World Series different than the Yankee 7 World Series? Did it have a different feel to it?
Well, it did, just because I just don't think you can duplicate New York, right? There's just no way to duplicate how special it is, the nostalgia, I guess, of Yankee Stadium and just those October nights. But it was amazing. I mean, the excitement that the year that we went in Houston, they had never won a playoff series the year before, and we had finally won a playoff series. And so we kind of took that first step. And then to be able the next year to be able to get to the World Series was an amazing accomplishment. And the way that the city backed the team was absolutely amazing. And we saw it there this year, you know, with Houston winning and the excitement in Houston. Obviously, I'm in Houston. We had the Hurricane Harvey come through, so it was a real emotional time for the city, and I was real proud for the city to be able to bring that World Series home, just because we've been through an awful lot over the last few months.
You know, how about the last one? I mean, when you think about coming back, and coming back to the Yankees, when you came back, you know, you came back as kind of the elder statesman. You had won all those times, and now you come back after the time in Houston. You come back to and get in one more. That had to be special getting back and getting in there one more time.
It did. It was really almost as sweet as the first one. Really, just because it had been a while, and for us, you know, there in New York, we you know, that's the goal every year, and for that's, you know, 5, 6, 7 year stretch when we were winning them, you know, it was like, okay, you're going back, and then you have a little 6, 7 year drought. It's like, hang on a second, man, you know, it ain't as easy as we made it look, you know. And then of course, oh well, at the age we are, we're not going to be able to do it, and to be able to pull it off and to get it done was extremely, extremely fun. And then for me also, it was great, like you said, to be a kind of older statesman there and to be able to pitch well. I was able to pitch the clinching games, I think, in each one of those series.
You did, yeah, so, and won 2 games in that World Series, too, including the clincher.
Yeah, and so that was awesome, you know, to be later in my career, for the stuff to kind of diminish a little bit, the velocity to kind of go down a little bit. But I felt like my smarts was way up, and my location was extremely good, and, you know, being able to really take advantage of the aggressiveness of a hitter and stuff like that. I the last few years of my career, I felt like I was twice as good as I was earlier in my career. It's pretty amazing, just as a pitcher, if you can stay healthy, you know, and I guess being left-handed also helps, but how you can kind of stick around and be successful.
You know, Matsui had such a great series, we remember that, but you too, I mean, winning 2 games in that series, you know, winning the 18th and 19th wins in the postseason, and having all those clinches. I mean, you know, you had an amazing record in the ALCS. I mean, you were tremendous in those ALCS. You had so many big wins there, but that last one, that, you know, that 09 gets lost, but think about it. The Yankees wouldn't have a World Series since 2000 if they didn't have that one in 09. That 09 was a very big World Series for everybody, because, you know, Cashman, Girardi, none of those guys would have lasted all that time if they didn't win that World Series in 09. I mean, otherwise, it's been a long drought.
It was. It was very important. You know, they went out and signed CeCe and got AJ and Teixeira, and, we, you know, they made a big splash, and we definitely needed to win one. Just getting there wouldn't have been satisfying, I don't believe. So that was very important, that's for sure.
It really was. When you think back over your career, and you have so many things, I mean, you never had a losing record in the regular season. You had all those years where you won games. You know, you pitched 18 years in the majors, which is unbelievable. You know, you won as many games as you won. All the different things. What are you proudest of?
I guess just as far as, I guess you're asking about individual, I think maybe the, you know, never having a losing season.
Which is unbelievable, know, in 18. I know you were on good teams, but it's still remarkable in 18 years.
It's pretty difficult. It really is, because it's not, you're not good all the time. you have bad years, and you have years where things just don't go right for you. And I had them, and you know, there was years where I didn't think there was any way possible I'd be able to get back to 500 or to have a winning record, and just to be able to, again, going back to just mentally, just grinding through that and approaching every game as if it's my last game I'm going to pitch, and as if it's a World Series game. I never took any game for granted, and I just took them each so seriously and thought each was so important. No matter if we were out of the playoffs or right in the thick of it or whatever. So I'm pretty proud of being able to do that. And then, of course, you know, it's really special, obviously, to have that opportunity to pitch in you know, so many postseason games and, you know, being able to win 19 of them. But I also contribute that, and you know it. You know what I've told you many and many times. The Yankees have always surrounded me with just such great talent. And such great teams. I feel like that a lot of that and most of that comes from being a product of great people around me and great teammates around me.
You know, I was interviewing Mickey Mantle once, and he went to 12 World Series and won 7. And he said, forget the 7 I won. The one I lost in 60 still bugs me, to the Pirates. I never should have lost that World Series.
Yeah.
Is there any series game? I would think it's 0-1 that bugs. If there's anything that bugs you, is 0-1 bug you?
He nailed it. I mean, that one.
I was at both those games. That was a tough series to lose once going out there for those last two games.
That one hurt. Cause I felt like I cost us that World Series.
Listen, they're winning Game 7 in the ninth inning.
You're right. But I just felt like it never should have been there. And I felt like, I just didn't pitch well. And, of course, I'm sure, I think everyone knows I was tipping my pitches.
Yeah, they thought you were tipping your pitches. Yeah, absolutely.
That was frustrating. Yeah. They let me know after the series was over, which I appreciate that. I don't expect them to tell me during the series, but Todd was over there, Stottlemyre, and he told Mel. And so I was able to correct that and get it straightened out after the series was over. But that stung to lose a World Series and to know because I felt so good and so healthy and so strong in that series and to make pitches that I was making and to get kind of knocked around a little bit. And, you just kind of know something's going on because it's just not normal. I mean, if you throw a good pitch or not, guys are really not supposed to foul that one off or get barrel on that one. Like, somebody just did and you're like out there scratching your head. And so it's just so precious to get to a World Series and to have an opportunity to win one. And, so that one eats at me. And then also the biggest reason is because 9/11, how bad we wanted to win that one for the city.
It's amazing with all the momentum and they won. And the Yankees, as you remember, won those crazy games with those home runs and flying out there. None of us thought the Yankees could lose that series. But even in game seven, sitting there with a lead in the ninth inning and Mariano blew him away in the eighth inning, he struck out the side. I mean, and then to have ninth inning happen, some things are just not meant to be,
You're exactly right. And I mean, it's what meant to be, and that's the way it worked out. We wish we could have got that one, but boy, we had a great team and we gave it all we had, and unfortunately we weren't able to pull that one off.
Well, listen, you know what? You can talk about that, and it's okay when you've already won five World Series. So it's it's a lot easier when you've played in eight and won five in your career. I mean, that's an amazing. When I used to look at these Yankee careers and see this guy was in nine, this guy was in 10. I mean, you in a modern era, you played in eight World Series. That's an incredible feat. It really is.
It is. I'm so thankful. I feel like I've obviously been very blessed and fortunate to be able to do it, man. And it was fun. It was fun. I can tell you that much.
Well, listen, I know you're busy. And first of all, I wish you boys well. I hope they heal well and get back on the mound. And thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. And again, you're always a favorite and was great having you here all these years. And you had a wonderful career and it's nice to look back at it. So I thank you for coming on a couple of minutes. Have a happy holidays, Andy.
You bet, Mike, and thank you, man, and thank you for the way that you've treated me through all the years that we were together, your class act, and you too, and whatever you get, we're going to move on to next, man. Just all the best from me to you.
Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck.
Okay.
All right, Andy Pettit.